Disputing Russian bioweapons claims. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russia used a UN Security Council meeting to make claims Ukraine has a biological weapons program, accusations rejected by the U.S.
Ferit Hoxha, Albanian ambassador to the UN, pushed back, calling them disinformation tactics.
We are afraid to find ourselves in the best-case scenario with an attempt by Russia to try to shift attention from its crimes and the stalling invasion to by sowing fear with the dreadful prospects of chemical warfare.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield agreed.
President Biden has a word for this kind of talk. Malarkey.
She also said Russia has a bioweapons program, not Ukraine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden held a roughly two-hour video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping as the White House hopes to keep China from aiding Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared at a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, praising his country's troops today as they pressed their lethal attacks on Ukrainian cities. It appears another American has been killed in Ukraine.
68-year-old Jimmy Hill, a native of Eveleth, Minnesota, was killed by what we're told was a Russian military strike while Hill was out trying to get food in the city of Cherniv in northern Ukraine.
His last communication was intense bombing, can't charge phone.
Hill's sister Katya is saying he split his time between the U.S. and Ukraine, teaching classes and working as a social worker.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A former Virginia police officer pleaded guilty today to storming the U.S. Capitol with another former officer who is scheduled to be tried next month on charges related to the riot. Former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer Jacob Fracker, who was fired by the town after his arrest, has agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. A date for his sentencing has not been yet set. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new warning about a Russian nuclear threat from U.S. intelligence officials.
The Defense Intelligence Agency says if the war in Ukraine drags on, Russia will rely more on nuclear threats. That's one of the highlights from the worldwide threat assessment that was given to Congress Thursday. It also says Russia's developing several nuclear-capable systems meant to overcome ballistic missile defenses and ensure that Russia can credibly inflict unacceptable damage on the West. That same report says the Kremlin's trying to set up military bases in several parts of the world, like Asia, the Middle East, and South America. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Moderna has asked the FDA to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. That request is broader than Pfizer's request this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for adults 65 and older. Forecasters say a mega drought in the West is expected to continue.
Tens of millions of Americans in the West will see no relief from the record-shattering mega drought. It may even be worse than it's been. While spring is forecast to be warmer than normal in most of the lower 48, it will be a dry one for much of the West. Deke Arndt of NOAA says the reason the West is warming is climate change. La Nina, the periodic cooling of the Central Pacific, is partially to blame as well. Experts say this 20-year-long mega drought, the worst in 1,200 years, will also set the stage for more record-setting wildfires this summer. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The first year of the pandemic saw fewer Americans smoking. Cigarette smoking dropped to a new all-time low in 2020, with 1 in 8 adults saying they were currently smokers, according to a survey from the CDC. Adult e-cigarette use also dropped, Experts said tobacco company price hikes and pandemic lifestyle changes likely played roles. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.